I'm going to warn you right now. This is a very special cross-examination. Although we normally talk about the various experts on the internet, usually on TikTok, sometimes on Instagram, we're going dark today. We're going deep today. We're going to Reddit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's not great.
No, it's really not. Reddit is the scariest place on Earth.
It is the scariest place on Earth, followed closely by X. But we are going there because, guys, we're not afraid here on Cross-Examination. Let's do it.
We begin with I donated a kidney and then she confessed to cheating. 30-year-old man donates a kidney to his 30-year-old wife of 6 years, who then felt motivated 1 month after the transplant to say that she had been unfaithful and had a one-night stand.
Things you could have told me yesterday.
Big time. Now, This guy said that they tried to move on from it because he believed it was a one-time thing.
But I thought he gave the kidney back.
So it's funny you say that, though, because
keep your stupid cheater kidney.
This was a Reddit story. And then, of course, some people always speculate if Reddit's true or not. But there was a confirmed news story in the 80s of the same thing happening. Dr. Richard Batista gave his wife a kidney. Then she cheated on him.
Yep.
And as part of his divorce, he wanted compensation for his lost kidney. $1.5 million for a kidney.
I want that kidney.
I don't blame him.
I want my kidney back. You can't have the kidney back. I want compensation for my kidney. I mean, I don't even know what to say to this. We are off to a banger of a start. That's all I'm going to say. So this is a very first episode of Game of Thrones.
Yep.
I can't believe who got killed.
Chop the
head
off.
It's one of those. Yeah. Yep. So this is. I mean, look, I've had in divorces common for people to say I would not have paid for her boob job if I'd known that somebody else was playing with them.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then I've had guys say, well, I want the money back, you know, which is better than them saying I want the boobs back. I think I want the two implants walking out of court. Yeah. No, I've had people, and I actually had a couple of judges say, yeah, that's fair. Like that he just paid for it. Like how proximate in time was it to the divorce that she did it? And since she filed the divorce and she had a boyfriend, then yes, we're going to do it. And I've had other people that were like, yeah, no, sorry. Like let the caveat emptor, let the buyer beware. Mm. So yeah, I don't know. I also don't know how one would value the foregone kidney. I don't really know how, but again, our legal system is very interesting in that we do value body parts. You know, like if somebody loses a finger, you know, I've talked about it before that if you lose a certain body part, it depends on what your profession is, how old you are, those kinds of things. So that's why everyone, you know, when they get injured was like, and he was about to be a brain surgeon. And it was like, he was a ditch digger. That's really crazy. There was nothing in his history to lead him to believe that. So yeah, I it's a hell of a start. That's all I can say.
I'll just chime in real quick with my advice here. Just don't tell me. I've given you a kidney and you had a one-night stand years ago or something, just don't tell me.
How does that come up?
Ignorance is bliss.
Like, is it one of those things where they like fucking drunk together and she's like, you know what? I never told you. This is crazy. You're not even going to believe this. You remember Bob? Remember you had two kidneys back then? Remember Bob? I totally slept with Bob. Yeah, no, I thought I told you that. I didn't tell you that. Maybe it's a kidney talking. I don't know, but I'm telling you, that's crazy. Just keep that shit to yourself.
Next up, I followed my husband but didn't find any cheating. A friend of mine works in the same department in the same company as my husband and told me that he has a work wife that she showed me pictures and videos that she had taken.
Meaning like a work wife or a work wife? Because I have a work wife, but she's married to a man.
Well, so that's where this gets a little hairy. The friend or the coworker told me, to her knowledge, that they hadn't kissed or even hugged, but that there was definitely something brewing there. So she then takes it upon herself.
This feels like a very vague accusation.
Big time.
Yeah.
So the wife then decides to follow her husband on his latest work trip.
Okay.
For 3 days, 2 nights, I tracked his location, observed him from a distance, and nothing ever happened. Both days, my husband would have a drink with colleagues and then go back to his hotel room. Now, let me just back up.
So far, this is a really boring story.
She has a friend who tells her, if you go follow your husband and you don't find anything,
right,
you're going to really regret this. I think it's a bad idea, but I'll watch your kid for you while you go follow him.
Okay.
She finds nothing.
Okay.
And now the friend says, if you don't tell him that you stalked him, I'm going to tell him.
I feel like this friend has an agenda.
I feel like a lot of people have an agenda here.
Yeah.
Because, well, there's the work friend snitching, then there's the other friend pushing it. So this girl's getting bad.
Oh, wait, it's not the same
different
person.
Different woman. Yeah.
Oh, I thought, because I was like, this is easy. Because that work, the friend who's saying, hey, I think he's cheating, you should follow him. And then, but by the way, if you didn't follow, wow, so it's different people.
Yeah.
I think this person needs a different friend group.
Big
time. I feel like they've got friends that are fucking with them,
big,
you know, and
time.
Like pulling the strings, and you keep that shit to yourself. I'm sorry. Maybe I have a, this is a hot take maybe, but you see somebody out, they're with somebody, they're not, it's not, I'm not getting involved in that.
If like, you see something, do not say something.
Yeah, do not say something. Because by the way, like the person might, the friend of your, if I saw a man out and I know his wife and I'm friends with his wife and I see him out with another woman, I am not going to say to her, oh, I saw Bob the other day. Da, da, da. I actually had this happen to me with a judge where I saw a judge out, an older gentleman out with a very young, beautiful woman. And they were out at a restaurant and it was like one of those restaurants that doesn't have like a view from the street. Kind of dark, secluded Japanese restaurant. And they were kind of off in a corner. And I saw him and I saw who he was with. And I did not even say hello. I walked past him, went and had my lunch, walked out. And he comes up to me like a couple of weeks later. And he goes, oh, I saw you in Tawara the other day. Like, you know, why didn't you say hello? And I said, I didn't see you. And he was like, oh, yeah, I was sitting there. I was with my daughter. And I would have introduced you. And I laughed and I said to him, look, I said, I'll tell you the truth. I said, I saw you. I said, I saw you with this young, beautiful woman. And I thought, you know what? I'm not touching this because I know you're married and da da da. And he goes, oh my God. He goes, I cannot wait to tell both my wife and my daughter this story. He goes, but good looking out.
Yeah,
and I
was that's like, a real friend.
Hey, listen, man. I was like, I'm not here to blow up anybody's spot. But the truth is, like, I've had people that, you know, you tell them something that you think you're giving them some, and they're like, I didn't want to know that. They're like, or I'm aware of that, but I didn't want anyone else to be aware of it. And now I feel humiliated. Like sometimes just let people's shit be their shit. And that's that.
Next up, we have the ultimate gaslight. My boyfriend was attempting to cheat on me, and I saw the text message when he was drunk one night. So I decided to send myself the proof and address it in the morning. The next day I initiate the conversation. He denied it, asked me to show him proof. And when I went to find the pictures that I know I saved the night before, they were gone. I didn't have the text. They weren't in my deleted album. Shit. They were gone. He figured out that I knew. He went into my phone and deleted everything.
Yeah.
But he said I was crazy for making this whole thing up. I must have imagined it. I'm desperate for attention. And it made me really question and spiral that this didn't happen. So she goes on to explain that she was like, do I need to check myself into a hospital? Do I need to tell my family that I have lost touch with reality?
Yeah.
Turns out at the last place she looked was in the text messages, inside your text where you can see pictures that were sent. She found it, sent it to him, had him dead to rights. But the point of the story was that he gaslit her into thinking, maybe I have lost touch with reality.
I mean, you got to respect his
that's
effort.
That's a gaslight. Next time girls are on gaslight, read this story. Yeah.
But he also did the Jedi mind. Like, these are not the droids you're looking for.
Yeah.
Like, he did that. It was amazing. And I almost got away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling kids. No, I Scooby-Doo'd you on that one. No, that's impressive. That is impressive on her part, his part. What I will tell you is I've been a lawyer too long. Because I was listening to that story and I was just identifying all the felonies. Because both of them engaged in what's called interception of electronic communications. So both of them intercepted electronic communications to which they were not an intended recipient. So she went into his phone and forwarded herself a message that was not intended for her. So that's a D felony. And then he broke into her phone and deleted out a message that she surreptitiously intercepted, which again, also accessing her electronic device is a D felony because it's interception of electronic communications to which he's not an intended recipient. So if this was a law school question, everybody's going to jail in this story. It's amazing. Wow. That is in fact, write it down. That is actual gaslighting. That is actually, what are you talking about? Do you have a dream? Like, and I have actually had dreams that I wake up and I'm like, did that shit happen? Mm-hmm. Or did I just dream about that? So that's pretty amazing. That's pretty good. I am so excited to talk about Proper Cloth. I have to tell you, I have been wearing Proper Cloth shirts exclusively for over a decade now. Absolutely my favorite shirts on the market, customized in every possible way. I like to show a little extra cuff on this because I like my French cuffs and my cufflinks. I like to have a little watch allowance on here. Proper Cloth gives you the ability to have a shirt that is perfectly customized. You're not going to break the bank. There is nothing better out there than Proper Cloth. Check out propercloth.com. Use offer code SEXTON, S-E-X-T-O-N, for 10% off your first order at propercloth.com.
Next up, we have fiance cheated, got pregnant, had an abortion. I'm 37. My fiance is 37. We've been together for 3 years. Recently, she confessed at the very beginning of our relationship, the first few months, she cheated on me, got pregnant, and had an abortion. I knew about the abortion at the time, but didn't know that it was related to the cheating. About 8 months into dating, I confronted her. She admitted that it was a one-time drunken hookup, and I never fully believed it. It kept coming up over the years.
Jesus Christ, these people are posting all this on the internet?
Yeah, yeah. So eventually she breaks down. She admits everything, says she was ashamed, tried to bury it, and now I'm stuck. I feel vindicated because I knew all along what happened, but also angry that she lied to me for years. Now, she found this proof through email.
Okay.
And she says she's going to email the affair partner's wife and tell her about all of this.
Uh-huh.
So, your thoughts on all of this?
I think anything but therapy, huh? I mean, these people just go to therapy, for God's sakes. Like, not only are you... Shit, these stories are horrible, but you're sharing them with just random people on the internet. I can only imagine how merciless people's responses are to this. This is unbelievable. I mean, this is like got all the makings of a Shakespearean tragedy. Like, this is
cheating, the pregnancy, the abortion, oh, the caught email, God, the snitching.
And then now you're going to go tell the person, like, that. God help that person. Like, what do they even do with that information? And I mean, I don't know what to tell you. This is like victim after victim on this story. And I mean, I don't even know where to begin in unpacking this. It's full of so many awful.
Well, you know what?
This is like a shit sandwich made of shit bread. Like, it's just, it's a whole.
Let's focus on this, because I think a lot of people feel the urge to blow up the other person's spot.
Yeah.
What's your advice on that?
Just don't.
Yeah, just don't,
just
right?
Just don't. Like, if you go out looking for revenge, start by digging two graves. Like, mm-hmm. It's not, mm-hmm. This. There's no there. Like, this happens all the time where somebody gets caught in an affair and then that person's also married. And then they're like, I'm going to go to that person's spouse and tell them what happened. And you're like, guys, like, this is not going to unaffair the affair. It's not going to, like, right the wrong. It's not going to fix it. Like, it's just going to add darkness to a night already devoid of stars. Like, it is just bad. Like, you don't have to make it that much worse. You're not going to feel any better. Like, you're not, that's the key thing.
Yeah.
Like, you've been wronged. You've been wronged. Making other people feel awful is not going to make you feel better. Like, you will not unhurt yourself by hurting someone else. Like, it will, like, most of my career has been spent watching hurt people hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you, like, there's no destination there. Like, right. This is not going to help. Like, the best revenge is living well. The best revenge is moving forward with your life, knowing that you have better morals than this other person. Like, they are not, believe me, like, being a good person is its own reward. Being a piece of shit is its own punishment. Like, just move on. The best revenge is living well. Revenge is just not, I understand the reflex, the instinct, the desire for vengeance, but it is rarely as fulfilling as you imagine it will be.
How about this then? This is the total polar opposite here.
Oh boy.
I came home from work yesterday. Usually my wife gets home about 30 minutes after I do. When I realized it was getting late, she wasn't home. I called, I got no answer. I check our room. All of her things are gone. She left the house completely untouched, just took her clothes, left no note, can't get in touch with her. No email, no phone. Her friends won't answer. She came to find out. She found out about his cheating. and she just poof, boom, ghost, disappeared.
I mean, that's cool as hell.
He kind of is, right?
Like, that's money.
And
like,
as long as you don't have kids or something like that, right?
I didn't
want to
hear it.
Yeah.
I didn't want to hear your bullshit excuse.
That might be the best way to do it, right?
That's about as cool as
it
gets.
Or is there some toxicity in
that? Other than Han Solo with the I love you, I know, that might be the coolest shit anyone's ever done. Like, that is some cool shit. Like, you just were like, packing some of my stuff, I'm out. See you.
Fucking
and that's
later,
it. Don't even leave a note. Just go. Just go. And then when anybody asks, like, where's Brian? Who? I'm sorry.
Literally dead to me.
Not familiar. Don't know who you're talking about. Like, just out. I don't owe you even an explanation. Like, I don't know. I think that's cool as hell. That's actually the way to do it. Because that person's not going to be haunted for the rest of their life.
Oh, absolutely.
With like the, well, wait, what did they know? And how did they know it? And how did they die? It's like, you know what you did. See ya. That's it. Like, you're out. I don't know. That's pretty money. I got to tell you, that is no joke. And I've had a couple of people that did that. I will tell you, when people find out about cheating, they either just absolutely explode, in my experience, or they go the other way with it, which is like they will like turn not off. Let the person know they know and just like let them continue to perform and pretend they're not. And meanwhile, they know that. And they come to my office and I'm like, how are you sitting on this? Like, how are you? Like, there would be impossible to keep that in. Mm-hmm. But people can do it, man. It's a pretty, women in particular. I've had a number of female clients that are like, they've got all the proof. And I've been like, and you've just been sitting on this and sleeping next to this person every night? And they're like, yep. And I'm like, wow, that is
hell
downright.
Hell hath no fury, man.
Like, that is almost downright sociopathic, but I get it. It's part of like a tactical revenge plot. Then I have to explain to them that there's no good spouse bonus or bad spouse penalty. And whether you're divorcing your spouse because they left the cap off the toothpaste or they slept with all the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders,
it doesn't make
a difference. Everybody gets the same amount.
All right, we're going to wrap up here with a little rapid fire. This is from a Reddit thread.
Rapid fire Reddit.
The wildest cheating stories you've witnessed. So everyone just kind of chimed in with their own.
Oh, boy.
So how about we'll blind rank them. You don't know how bad they're going to get. So
okay.
So we'll start off. My ex-wife pretended to be admitted to a mental health ward for long-term treatment when she was actually staying with her new man and cheating on me.
I give that a 9 for creativity.
Okay.
And I think I'm going to give it a 5 for awfulness.
My friend's mom was in a relationship with a guy for years. They ended up getting engaged and due to marry. The guy was a senior director of a company for which he traveled every week abroad for business. Eventually, the guy had a heart attack. And when my friend's mom turned up at the hospital, his wife and 2 kids were also there. Turned out he was already married with children, living a double life the whole time. And that when he went abroad for business, he was just going back to his other family.
I mean, I've seen this one in practice. For clients. And we're going to go 9 on creativity on this one. And I think on dastardliness, I mean, because of the long-term nature of it and the depth of it, I'm going to go 7.
I was in rehab. Two people were there for sex addiction. One
should have seen that coming.
No, this is
wherever this goes.
This sounds like a literal joke. Okay?
Wherever this goes,
let me start over. Was in rehab.
Two rabbis walk into a bar.
Yes, yeah, but, okay, listen, that's literally
two sex addicts.
That's literally where I'm going.
All right.
Two people were there for sex addiction. One is a minister. The other was a Jewish housewife. They left rehab together early.
I mean, this feels like a setup.
Woman divorced.
She was 6 feet of black lightning. He was a Hasidic Jew. Like, this is amazing. Okay.
Woman divorced her husband, the one who sent her to rehab for the sex addiction, and she married the guy she met in rehab. They've been married 10 years later. They seem very happy.
Here's what I'll tell you. I refuse to judge this situation, and I would watch the first 3 seasons of it on Netflix.
Absolutely.
I would watch this on Netflix. I think this would be an excellent documentary. And they're still together. So see, happy endings.
I mean,
that's what that, you know who brought them together?
True love.
The Lord.
The Lord.
Okay.
Yahweh
both
himself.
Abrahamic religions, by the way. So it's the same God, you know. I think it's great. I think this one, I don't even see a moral transgression in that.
Oh no,
I think
it's a beautiful perfectly good story. Behavior.
They were there for sex addiction. Why would they, by the way? I don't know anything about sex addiction
don't
treatment.
Don't put them together.
Why would you have co-ed? Like, I think that's a bad idea, don't you?
They're like those Japanese fighting fish. They've got to be in two different bowls.
Yeah, put them in like a beta tank. They're going to start. I don't know. That seems like a bad idea to me.
All right. We'll wrap up on this one. This is coming from the other viewpoint. This is a private investigator.
Okay.
New guy was a private investigator. Many times he was approached by a spouse who suspected their partner was cheating. And he had a slam dunk strategy. he would suggest his client sign up for a course or a hobby or something educational. Mm. The key was that the class would happen for a period of weeks, all in the same time, same day, every week. And like without fail, he always caught the other person cheating.
Yeah.
Is this a common
tactic? Yeah, a lot of PIs do that. And it's actually not a bad idea. It's a good way to do it. It sometimes you don't even have to get that complex. But yeah, what happens is if you just did a one-time event, like, oh, I'm going away for the weekend, the chances of you catching the person is lower. Whereas if you say, yes, I'm going to be regularly gone for this chunk of time on a, you know, then yeah, the person's most likely going to go, oh, okay, cool. This is an opportunity for me on a regular basis to see this person. So yeah.
Do you get involved in any of that? Like, would you ever recommend a PI?
Yeah, I recommend it. Sometimes people just, for their own peace of mind. I'm very clear with my clients that it has nothing to do with proof in the divorce and value in the divorce action, but you are also dealing with people and their emotional state and their peace of mind. And if someone is saying, look, I'm fairly certain that this person is cheating, but I don't have proof and I want a PI. Yeah, I maintain a network of PIs that I recommend, one of whom, George, I've been working with for many, many years, who's just phenomenal. He's a former law enforcement.
George did me a solid. He helped me out.
He's a solid guy, and he does a really good job. And he's ex-law enforcement, and he is licensed, ethical, smart, tough. He's the guy you'd want on your side. And I've had him give a lot of clients a lot of closure and peace, you know, but he's also the kind of human being who he's not like looking to gas somebody up and put them in a position where like he really just tries to diffuse situations the right way. And yeah, I think a good PI, that's their role. A good PI is there to get someone answers to questions they need answers to. And ideally, they're not going to use that information in a way that's going to harm themselves or someone else.
I would say, by the way, if you've reached the point where you're hiring an investigator, whether he finds it or not, you probably should break
up.
Yeah,
I mean, I think it's something you have a serious enough issue that you need to at least look at what's going on.
So that was round one of Reddit.
Dude, Reddit is, that's...
I mean, that's the tip of the
that is
motherfucking
bad,
iceberg.
Man. I never thought I would long for the rapping dad. Dad Got Bars. I will take 3 Dad Got Bars and 1 speech prof before I would ever go down Reddit rabbit hole.
Well, guess what? I'll be forcing you to do this once a month. So, sorry, buddy. Sorry, pal.
The shit I do for you people.